It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. What sound is coming from your home yet you don't know how to fix? Ahead of Halloween, we explore the root causes of creaks and clanking around our spaces and how to fix them. Call in with a question or comments for the contractor. The number to join in this how-to conversation is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Bauer owns Blue Hills Home Services in Rice Lake. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate, and good morning.
Good morning. Well, let's start with those doors, as they're the culprits of much creaking. What makes a door squeak?
A lot of times it's the hinges, they're metal, and anytime you have metal on metal contact and there's movement and there's lack of lubrication, you're bound to get some noises.
And so in terms of fixing that, how do you fix those squeaks? I mean, I've heard everything from, you know, a mayonnaise, cooking oil, I don't know, just a lot of different things.
Well, those would work in a pinch, although they're not ideal. Myself, what I've been using is some like 3-in-1 silicone-based lubricant, and I kind of drip some on the hinges. I don't like to use like an aerosol spray because that kind of gets everywhere and mm-hmm. make a mess.
Do you remove the hinge pin?
Generally, I'll do it just right on the door. I don't take anything apart.
Okay. And so usually that fixes it. How long should a door last?
The door itself, that can last indefinitely. I mean, I think a lot of times people upgrade doors just for a different appearance or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about squeaky floors? They can also be a nuisance. What would explain floors that creak?
A lot of times it's just there's flex, you know, in the substructure of like the floor joists and stuff. And if it's not bridged properly, you know, you can get a little flex and then you get wood that rubs against wood and it can lead to squeaking. And that's just it. Most of the time it is more so just a nuisance. It's not really anything to be concerned about.
Yeah, I kind of accept that, you know, those squeaks are a normal part of living with hardwood floors. But how about the home's humidity itself? Can you explain maybe how humidity or lack of humidity could cause your floors to creak?
Well, with humidity, obviously, the drier it gets, the drier the wood gets, and it can lead to, you know, gaps and stuff, which, you know, it's kind of hard to justify humidity one way or the other, because the wood dries, it increases gaps, so you remove the friction, so it could possibly take away the squeaking.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, it could also loosen things up, so they do move more and squeak. Looking at it from the other side with humidity, things will swell and then things rub together more. So I guess you got to find your happy medium.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. So, you know, what should I investigate with the subfloor, or how would you go about doing that if you think there's more of an issue here with the subfloor in the floor joists?
Well, you know, there again, that's going to depend on the building itself. Like, you know, in the case like here where we live down in the lower level of a building and it's a finished ceiling, so you can't access the floor joists for the floors up above unless you cut holes into drywall and things. But if you have just a standard basement with open joists, you can access from there and possibly add some screws
mm-hmm.
in places, or bridging on the joists to prevent movement. You could also potentially come from the top, but then that would involve removing your floor covering, which
that can start to get extensive.
Yes, exactly. So that's why, you know, it can be a nuisance, but a lot of times, probably best choice is just to live with it.
Call a character, right?
Yes, exactly.
Jeff Bauer owns a home repair business in Rice Lake as we talk about the odd and spooky noises, perhaps, in the home that can be repaired, how to make a quieter home. You can join in the conversation. Call in with a question for the contractor, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jeff, what about those creaky stairs? That could also be a concern. I know we have a 1960s home, and we just had to it wasn't up to code about those stairs, how those stairs are being held up. And so we recently had to add some supports there. What can you tell us about creaky stairs?
Well, there again, that's, like in your case with, it wasn't up to code, so then I'm sure there was probably some extra flexing going on, and then you got wood rubbing against wood or other substances that creates that noise. There again, that can be a nuisance, but it's also might probably worthwhile investigating it, particularly in an older home.
Sure. Anything that can be done between the riser and the tread, that too might have some issues with those two pieces together.
Yeah, I mean, there again, if it's not properly fastened, there could be some movement there and may take some additional screws added in or.
Well, we're going to turn to plumbing here. The EPA says a family of four can use 400 gallons of water every day. What can people hear if their pipes are working improperly?
Well, one thing you don't want to hear is a constant sound of like water running through your pipes, because then obviously you have a leak somewhere. Water hammer is another thing, although with the invention of the PEX plumbing pipes now, I think water hammer has kind of gotten to be less because the PEX pipe has some built-in elasticity to.
Oh, yeah, let me make the
Don't put
effect of the
that.
water hammer. Like you turn off the faucet and then you get the bang.
Correct.
So
Correct.
what is happening to that pipe? Is it just the pressure of you turning the faucet off abruptly?
Yeah, it's you've got that water flowing, and if you abruptly turn the faucet off, it immediately stops the flow of water. So it's the sudden stop is what causes that noise.
Is it an issue, or do you need to add a part to fix that?
If you have that going on, there are water hammer arresters that you can have installed, and that provides an air cushion for that, and it will eliminate the water hammer. Because otherwise, what can happen is you can put extra stress on joints and fittings and things, and could lead to potential leaks.
What causes with a toilet ghost flushing where the toilet just flushes itself out of nowhere?
That's a good question, 'cause I've never heard of that one until you've mentioned it myself.
I mean they call it ghost flushing where I think it has to do because there's leaky slowly seeping out of the water and then eventually the toilet just flushes. It must be like a flapper thing, but if there is like an issue with your toilet, what are some things that you can address if the toilet is making noises?
Well, when you flush the toilet, it should make a noise because that means it's working. But, while it's just sitting there, you shouldn't hear noises. If you do hear noises like the occasional water running, that means you have a leak more than likely in the flapper system itself. It's a pretty easy fix. I mean, like $5 to $6 part, something like that. And generally, most homeowners should be able to handle that. But if they can't, well, there's plenty of people that you can count on. One way you can test that I've used is you take a package of just unflavored cheap Kool-Aid and dump it into the tank of your toilet and let it sit. And if you see, like after an hour or so, you see that that colored water is in your bowl, well, then you know that your toilet flapper is leaking, and that would be causing it to, cycle on and off.
That is a great test. Jeff Bauer runs a home repair business in Rice Lake, helping us to solve issues with various noises around the home and what they could mean. Call in with a question. You can share your perspectives with the contractor at any point. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What sound is that? We learn about common household noises and how to fix them. You know, our fridge's ice maker makes me jump in the middle of the night doing its thing, you know, at midnight, making ice. Of course, there are other strange knocks and creaks, though, and you can ask about them. Field a question for the home repair contractor. Add your thoughts along the way. The number to call in is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff Bauer owns Blue Hills Home Services in Rice Lake. Jeff, we're moving on to the bath fan. Bathroom fans eliminate excess moisture, of course, but they can be loud when they rattle. What should people do if a fan is making noises?
Well, there again, that could be just a nuisance thing. There is a flapper system on the fan itself, and a lot of times what happens, especially when the fan isn't running and it's windy outside, that there's a flapper on the outside of the house, and if that isn't sealed all the way, it can cause that flapper on the fan itself to rattle, which can be annoying, but there again, can be a nuisance too. So, first thing I would check would be that the flapper on the outside of the house to make sure that is closing properly.
One thing that I noticed with our bathroom fan that was replaced some years ago is that it was whisper quiet at first, and then progressively over a couple years, you turned it on and it got louder and louder. So I open it up, and here there's just mounds of dust in there. So
Sure.
I got the vacuum, sucked it all out, and then it started to go back into that more of the whisper quiet phase again.
Sure.
It just was
Sure.
filled with gunk.
Yep, that's one of the things that can be easily overlooked. It's kind of the out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, and it still attracts all of the dust particles as the
Sure.
bath fan is on.
Sure. And if you think about it, that's a very moist environment that it's working in. So, your dust in the air and stuff will tend to stick to that.
That's right, yes. In terms of a home's foundation, house settling is a normal thing, but should we take any precautions about a home settling, or what should we watch for?
Well, with foundation settling, your biggest indicator is going to be if you see cracks forming like in your drywall around the perimeter walls of the house. If the drywall cracks get excessive, you may need to have the foundation evaluated. In the basement, if you see like big cracks and gaps forming in the concrete, obviously that needs to be addressed. Foundation
Would
settling.
patching them, if you see those gaps in the concrete, say in the garage area, would patching them make any difference, or is that not helping the issue?
Well, there again, there's not a blanket answer that covers all. It's on a case by case basis. If you have excessive gaps, you should have it investigated. mean, if it's just minor cracks and gaps, I wouldn't be overly concerned. And as far as foundation settling, you won't hear it. If you do hear your foundation settling, you better run. Get out of the house because you've got problems.
Yes. You know, what is considered normal home settling? I mean, how do I know if my house is settling too much?
Well, obviously, if you have, excessive cracking in the drywall and bigger gaps forming, that's the biggest indicator.
Can you add some joists and fix it that way, or could it be more
Well,
majorly structural where you need to call the structural engineer?
yeah, you're going to have to call a foundation contractor because they're going
Okay.
to have to probably do some, concrete work to even maybe up to excavating alongside of the foundation wall to get down there to redo, rework some of the foundation.
Talking with Jeff Bauer, owns a home repair business in Rice Lake, as we talk about odd noises, creaks, and groans in the home, how they can be repaired. And you can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Jeff, you mentioned a foundation contractor, and I'm wondering, do you have any tips for how to find the right contractor for the job that you think needs to be done?
Well, do your research. I mean, Google can be your friend. Don't try to use Google to do the repairs yourself, but rather, use Google or whatever search engine you have to, research to find people that specialize in that type of repairs and then look for reviews on them. I mean, to me, reviews go a long way in, telling you the type of work a person does, whether it's, they're reputable, whether their business is, viable, or whether you should use them or not. It's just, I mean, to me, it's and word of mouth advertising too. Ask around, talk to a home improvement center or building supply business. They can help. A lot of times they can help steer you in the right directions too.
They may have stacks of business cards there. People
Sure.
are starting to turn on their heat with these cooler temperatures. What should we know about silencing a noisy radiator?
Generally, radiators, you're not going to silence them completely. I mean, there's going to be some hissing. Especially, radiators generally work off of steam. You're going to hear the steam hissing from time to time. You're also going to hear like creaks and crackling because it's thermal expansion with like the metal in the radiators. But when you heat them up, the metal expands. It's bound to make a noise. Same thing if it cools off. It's inevitable. You're not going to get away from it.
All right, the what should people do if their furnace is making strange noises when they turn it on?
Well, get a hold of your heating contractor because if it's a strange noise and furnaces can lead to bad things that you don't want to risk your
Oh,
house
we're
itself.
having difficulty hearing you, Jeff. Are you still there?
Yes, I
There
am.
we go. Yes. So furnaces are something that you want to call the HVAC contractor on.
Correct.
What do you advise in terms of regular checks for your systems, like your furnace and your air conditioner?
Yes, I would recommend a spring, late spring, early summer, and then again fall, late fall, early to late fall inspection also to make sure your furnace is operating at peak efficiency, that there are no cracks in the heat exchangers and stuff like that.
Well, we only
And
have,
then
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
if you have any concerns about sounds or anything address them with the HVAC contractor at that time.
We only have about 15 seconds left. Do you find that contractors like yourself are busy in these times? That how is business? What is business like?
Oh yeah, it's busy out there. I mean, I hear a lot of people saying that everybody's busy. You can't get anybody until next year. I hear that a lot. So.
Well, Jeff, good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jeff Bauer owns Blue Hills Home Services in Rice Lake, helping with the creaks and the groans in the house. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.